Many of Pullman's early works were conceived as plays, doing his days in the classroom in the 70s. Their distinguishing mark has always been a strong narrative tug, but also their magpie eclecticism, drawing on ideas and situations from a bulging library shelf of children's and adult literature. The Sally Lockhart books, for example, are set in the grim and disturbing underworld of Victorian London. Sally herself is a notably modern heroine, a self-reliant teenager, forced to make her own way in the world. But the props come from far back in literary time, from Dickens and Conan Doyle's Sherlock Holmes mysteries.
On a cold, fretful afternoon in early October 1872, a hansom cab drew up outside the offices of Lockhart and Selby, and a young girl got out and paid the driver. She was a person of 16 or so, alone and uncommonly pretty. Her name was Sally Lockhart, and within 15 minutes she was going to kill a man.
I don't know how conscious this was, but to me it looks clearly like a homage to the 19th century triple-decker detective novel a la Wilkie Collins or something like that. There wasn't and isn't any other kind of children's book which is exactly like that, and that sets them apart.
As well as setting his work in dark underworlds, Pullman doesn't shy away from treating disturbing issues. In the first of the books, Sally undertakes a dangerous journey in her search for a cursed ruby. On her quest, she learns how to use a gun and witnesses the ravages of opium. These are unusual subjects for a children's book, but its underlying message is one of people taking control of their lives.
His first books about Sally Lockhart, this Victorian unmarried mother detective, and I think in a way Philip took on that theme because it's the sort of thing no one else would have dared to do, but it's completely consistent with his general belief that human beings can do anything if they set their mind to it.
Pullman's stories are not conventional children's books. It could be argued, of course, that these days there is no such thing as a conventional children's book. But there is something highly distinctive about the way his books deal with ideas. They do so with a sophistication that children's writing has rarely embraced.
If it's just a funny story, I'm not interested in it. It's got to say something. It's got to convey some sort of truth.